Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Political allies and foes take aim at roasting former Governor Edwin Edwards in a benefit for the Chenault Aviation and Military Museum coming up February 1st. Promises to be a night of lighthearted fun and lots of laughter. Joining me to share on the event is the museum's director, Nell Calloway. Nell, good to talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It looks like it's going to be a whole lot of fun, but I have to start off by asking you, Nell, what have you heard about the governor's reaction when approached about doing a roast?
And, you know, that's what's so good about Edwin Edwards. I mean, he's really game, you know, and for us to be able to do this and the roasters to be able to get there and talk about his past life, I think, you know, it just shows what kind of person he really is, that he's a good sport about things and he is willing to laugh about himself.
I think that's one of the things about the timing, too. Had it been during his political career, maybe not so much, but now in retrospect with everything that he's been through. Well, let's take a look at who are some of those that are going to be taking aim, so to speak, at the four-term governor.
Well, actually, it's really interesting because we have two candidates for the that have declared for the governor's race. We have Lieutenant Governor Jay Darden, who's going to be a roaster, and former Governor Buddy Romer, who I believe is declared to be a gubernatorial candidate, and they've agreed to roast. We have Robert Barham with Wildlife and Fisheries. We have Francis Thompson, who we all know can really poke fun at just about anybody, and then we have Robert Adley, Willie Crane, and then we have Harvey Hales as our MC. So it really should be a lot of fun. And then we have a mystery roaster who wants to remain anonymous until that night, of course.
What is it, Nell, that draws people to this political icon? The career, the controversy, everything that took place, of course, the conviction that happened, but now he has come back and, of course, had the reality show.
Well, he's just a charismatic person. He always has been. That's how he got elected governor a couple of times. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how he's been able to do his career. And the fact that he is 86 years old now and he's still trying to be in the spotlight and the limelight and the book that was written.
And a new dad.
And a new dad. And that was one of the things we had to arrange for a flight home because he said he is a new dad now. So do you think there's a lot of material for roasting?
Oh, goodness. Of course, we mentioned it benefiting the Chenault Aviation and Military Museum. What will be taking place during the evening?
Well, we have, of course, we have our tables, we have our VIP tables, and we have our regular seating tables. And so, you know, because we do have so many good roasters, we're just going to give them the opportunity to kind of carry the show for us.
Yeah. Will there be like a meet and greet time when folks will be able to meet with Governor Edwards?
Well, there'll be a little advanced time, yes, and then a little time afterwards to be able to do that.
Of course, we mentioned the benefit that is taking place in Chenault Museum. I know a lot of pride, a lot of honor at the end of last year in launching a Spirit of 45 anniversary celebration. Tell us more about that.
Well, that was really significant to be chosen as the national spearhead for this big event that's going to be taking place in 2015 was huge. There were two reasons why we were chosen. One was because we had the largest navigation school in the whole United States during World War II, and which played obviously a huge part in the war. We supplied over half the world with navigators. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Claire Chenault, and actually Claire Chenault's Flying Tiger scored the very first victory in World War II on December 20th, a couple of weeks after Pearl Harbor. So that is really the reason that we got picked, because obviously they had places and sites and aviation museums all over the United States that they could have chosen. So it was a huge honor, and we will be a spearhead for the whole event.
You know, you hit upon a couple of things there and some of the things that have taken place. Chenault really serves as an educational role for younger audiences, school groups. Share on that aspect of the museum and the importance.
Well, you know, Chenault was an overcomer. You know, he wasn't always accepted very well by his peers. He actually applied for flight training three times before he was ever accepted. And that's one of the things I like to share with kids, that if you believe in yourself and what you want to do, you just keep trying until you succeed. So I think he is such a success story. And he went to China and was able to prove to his peers and his higher ups in the military that his ideas were right. I mean, he was a genius in some aspects, and he's now known as the father of tactical pursuit in our modern-day Air Force.
Well, we've got the benefit coming up. What are some of the other events lined up at Chenal to kick off 2014?
Well, actually, on March 22nd, mm-hmm. we'll be hosting the third annual National History Day. We are affiliated with the World War II Museum in New Orleans, and it's for children from the 6th grade through the 12th grade. It's a huge opportunity for children in students in Northeast Louisiana to take advantage of this. It's not complicated. You can go to the World War II Museum website, to National History Day, and register there. All the kids, in fact, that have ever had exhibits here have gone on to New Orleans for the state championship. And then we've even had one to go to the national championship in Washington, D.C. So they have scholarships and all kinds of opportunities available for the students.
Lots of great things happening there. And of course, we mentioned the benefit, the Edwin Edwards Roast. There is an admission fee. And again, tell us about the seating options.
Okay, well, it's on February 1st, Saturday, mm-hmm. February 1st. We have VIP tickets for $100 and $800 a table. Our regular seating is $60 a person or $480 a table, And it will be catered by Thurman's, which we're pretty excited about that. Everybody knows that Thurman will put on a good fair for us. So I think it's just going to be a wonderful evening, a fellowship, and getting to meet some of these political figures that we really hear so much about, and we actually get to see them and talk to them in person. So I think it's going to be a great opportunity for the community.
Looking forward to that, with the Edwin Edwards Roast benefiting the Chenal Aviation and Military Museum, where Nell Calloway serves as director. And a phone number for more information?
They can call the museum at 318-362-5540 or Cindy Ingram at 318-651-8311.
Nell, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.